By what standard did we decide what is fair? A man yelled at me one day, saying, "Christianity is not fair, and neither is God." Cheating or depriving ourselves or others of something valuable by the use of deceit or fraud is especially easy to justify when you frame situations and cast yourself in your own movie as the victim of some kind of unfairness. And yes, I believe many people really do frame situations and cast themselves as the unfortunate victims of unfairness. Eve's actions in the garden accused God of not being fair, for she felt God was holding out on her somehow. After casting ourselves as a victim of unfairness, then it becomes a matter of evening the score. We rethink about how put upon we are and tell ourselves, "I'm not cheating, I'm restoring fairness." Restoring fairness? That's like my joke in reference to myself saying, "I don't have an obsessive personality, I just do everything a lot." We all have heard the common international story of good people gone wrong. We wag our heads and click our tongues and say to ourselves, "How could this have happened to them? They were good people." It begins with small infractions or transgressions, all so subtle. We practice to perfect a polished nonchalance. We get good at masking our deep fear of being found out as a fraud. And maybe, for some, it's learning to skim small amounts from the register. Or how about lies of omission? And the behavior grows by increments. And what was once a lie of omission, mastering the art of leaving out parts of our story, eventually becomes willful commission, meaning we consciously decide. It went from a one-time occurrence to becoming a pattern of behavior. Do you see the pestilence which creeps by darkness there? It's not the one Oreo cookie which makes us fat. It's the lifestyle of Oreos that's the problem. No one ever wakes up one day and decides to be a thief or a fraud artist. We don't just wake up one day and think to ourselves, "I think I'll begin my career as a thieving drug addict today." No, it is typically a long, slow seduction into chaos and darkness, a pestilence that walks in darkness, Psalm 91:6, or a disastrous affliction which comes and grips our heart in calamitous gloom. This story of life on a gradual downhill slide makes it difficult to distinguish the process of moving to the dark side, namely, that people consciously seek shortcuts more than they realize. Often, we make deliberate decisions to deceive in earnest. As in game theory, with deception and other misbehavior, there's a battle between short and long-term gains, a tension between the more upright choice and the less principled one. How much sin is too much to live with? When are our choices honest and noble enough? How good is good enough and how bad is too bad? At what point do we have such a lack of peace we are willing to cry out to God for help? Yet, psychologists say, perhaps the most powerful urge to be less than honorable stems from a deep sense of unfairness. As people first begin to compete and compare themselves with others, they also begin to learn of others' hidden advantages. Private tutors, family money, alumni connections, a regular golf game with the boss. Against a competitor with such advantages, taking credit for other people's work is not only easier, it can actually seem only fair. A corner cutter often begins to think everyone else is cutting corners only after they have already started cheating, not before. That's the same as saying some dreaded disease isn't so dreaded now that everyone else has it too. Ha! Or the daughter who says to her mother, "You just don't want me to have a life. It's not fair. All my friends are doing it, Mom." Are they really? How many times don't we use similar language and thinking about God like our teenagers do in order to get our own way? When we don't get our way, we say with an aiming finger, "It's not fair. Why would you do this to me, Lord?" Or, "You are God. If you're so good, how could you let this happen to me? It's not fair." Actually, the Lord is more than fair. He went beyond fair and gave his life for us. You're right. Christianity is not fair. Truthfully, it's more than fair. Everyone slips and slides around some in life. But while we're making our way along the path towards home, let us opt for the fruits of the Spirit and not let our eyes get used to the gloom and dark around us. God really is just and righteous, and we need to lean not to our own understanding, letting God be God, which is something He is really good at. Thanks for joining me. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.